But no doctor changed in Vatican II. What kind of statement is this?
Shall I make myself plain? What I can do for anyone who follows liturgical matters and doctrinal matters, as I try to do, is this. Everyone, I think, knows, who follows this, of a magazine called The Tablet. I'm sure you know of it, sir. It's a very old and distinguished Catholic intellectual review published in England. I think Graham Greene used to be one of the sub-editors there. Evelyn Waugh used to write for it. It was edited by a famous Catholic devotionalist called Douglas Woodruff for a long time. Anyway, they gave a very long and very serious and very, I may say, rather flattering review to my book, saying, well, look, the fact is that many in the church have worried for a long time that Mother Teresa has demonstrated fanatical excess of zeal. And the instance given by the tablet to which I refer you, and you can give me your fax number and I'll send it to you tomorrow, was her violent attack on the idea of, I didn't say of changing the doctrine, sort of having a doctrinal reconsideration, which was a revisit of the fundamentals, which was the, as you remember, the announced purpose offered by Pope John the 23rd. Now, I do not accuse the church of being too ready to change its doctrine, sir, and you must not speak as if I did.